Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And the topic today is vaccine passports, digital vaccine passports. I've been reading a lot about them.
Yeah, have you heard any controversy about the idea of a digital vaccine passport?
Germans are people who have a knee-jerk reaction against any digitalization of their health data. There are many good reasons for doing that. And this is yet another case of, you know, why should I have my personal vaccine information digitalized and then somebody else has access?
Wait, who's going to have access to that?
And what does it even look like? We have tons of questions. I have tons of questions. We're going to go to
Matthias Jugel, who, by the way, we're going to refer to as Leo. That's what he goes by. His name is Leo, although he's going to say Matthias Jugel. He is the CTO at the German company Uberch, who is providing the technology for these digital vaccine passports.
Science Unscripted.
Yeah. My name is Matthias Jugel. I'm the CTO of Uberch, and we work on making data provable. At the moment, we're also working on the German digital green passport for the EU.
So what does a digital passport, a vaccine passport, actually look like? I'm trying to visualize what this will feel like in my hands or where it will be. What is this thing?
It's actually just a piece of paper or a digital document with some information that is digital readable and verifiable.
And how does it work?
So whenever you get a vaccination, there is some information recorded about it. Your personal name, your birth date, the type of vaccination, when it happened. And this is put into a little data record. And then this data record is encoded in a way, digitally signed. Then it's put on the paper or in a PDF document in the form of a QR code.
Okay, so I've got this QR code. Let's say I'm walking through the airport of a country I've just landed in, and what, they scan my QR code and then they can see Connor's vaccine history?
No, they only see this single event of the vaccination. So, for example, if he's got his second vaccination, the record will contain something like he has got the second of two vaccinations, so he's fully immunized. And then the person scanning this QR code and looking at it can verify that it's authentic, and then also takes a look at the passport, for example, and matches it to the information that's in these documented information and see whether if this matches, then it's okay.
The way I understand it, Connor got his vaccination at his doctor's office. Who put that information into this document?
The doctor, actually. So in the doctor's office, there is software available, which is something we don't write, but we write the interface that the software that the doctor uses interfaces with. And the doctor puts this information in and then basically presses a button and says, create this official signed document for me. And then he gets back a PDF that he can print out and give Connor.
So am I understanding the process right? Somebody at the airport scans my QR code, and then that causes them to get information from where exactly? Is it from the Germany's disease agency, the Robert Koch Institute? Is that where it's kind of calling that information up? Or where is my information stored exactly?
It's completely within the QR code encoded. So everything you need to verify that a person has been vaccinated is encoded in the QR code.
And who has access to this QR code?
No, you. So if you have it on your phone, it's on your phone. If you have it on paper, it's on that paper that you have in your hand. So as long as you don't give it to anyone or throw it in the trash and anyone takes it out, only you have this information.
And your job is to make these QR codes? Are you really good at making puzzles? Or as the people who are providing the tech, what do you guys do?
Maybe we can use history to explain this a little bit. So usually you do something like, I don't know, in the 1800s or before, or even in old China, you use these big stamps to mark a document to be authentic. And this is very important. So only if a document had like the king's seal, it would be authentic, a declaration of it. And basically, we wrote software and a service that takes the official seal of the, for example, Robert Koch Institute and puts the seal on this information. So a doctor authorizes and authenticates himself against our service. So we know it's a doctor or it's a vaccination center. And then they give us the information and we put this big stamp on it and say, this is authentic, and give it back.
I don't have a QR code yet because I haven't been vaccinated. It's a work in progress. But if I did have one, and let's say on July 4th, I'm flying back to the States, I head to the airport, and I've got a 9-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old daughter, and I take out a piece of paper, or it's on my phone, this QR code, to prove to the airport authorities that I've been vaccinated, and they look at me like, what did you just do? What just happened? How do I explain to them what just happened, Leo?
In a way, you didn't do anything different than showing your passport. In the QR code is a let's say, a bit of text. And this text has your name, your birth date, all the information about your vaccination in it. Plus, it also contains some cryptic text that is a digital signature, like what I said with your pen. So on a piece of paper, you would write with your pen or the stamp of approval. And this stamp of approval is linked to a so-called public key. And you can use this public key to verify that this seal of approval is actually the real one. And this public key is distributed by everyone around the EU states, for example. So at the airport, the person there would have a device which contains all these public keys that they need to verify that something is authentic. They scan your code, then they check that the seal of approval is actually the real original one and not something somebody in his basement hacked together.
Leo, we are talking here in Germany, which is a country that is full of Luddites, people who reject new technologies that they don't feel like they need, right? Everything was working great before. And we've all here in Germany, we've got these yellow paper booklets with lists of all the vaccinations we've had. So to kind of take their argument on and propose it to you, why digitalize this? Why not? I've got this booklet. Someone has already written in it that I've had my first of two COVID-19 vaccinations. Why not stick to that? And why go to these crazy QR codes?
I think the main reason is we need to make sure that in these accumulation points, like in planes, we don't have, or we minimize the risk that anybody is sick at all. And this is very difficult using only these paper methods, because we have seen that a lot of fake vaccine passports, test results have popped up. You can buy them for very little money on the internet. And I think airlines and authorities need a way to actually check that this is not a fake document.
And that was Matthias Jugel, a.k.a. Leo, the CTO at Uberch, speaking to us from his home in Berlin.
You know, it's funny. After we talked to him, there were a few more minutes where we were just sort of chatting with him, and I thought he made a really strong point when he said that, you know, yes, it's understandable that people have concerns about how secure their digital health information is. That makes sense. And yet, on the other hand, you have many, many people out there, not only, as you said, Gabe, just carrying smartphones in their pockets that are recording everything they do and sending them off to private companies, but then going onto social media platforms whose servers are distributed throughout the world and posting pictures of themselves with, you know, a Band-Aid on their shoulder and saying, I just got vaccinated with vaccine A, B, C, D, or E, and dumping that information out there. Again, not everyone is doing that. I didn't post that information myself. But I think it's important to contextualize, I guess, how high this particular risk is with a digital vaccine passport. In my view, very low. I found his arguments persuasive compared to all of the information that we willingly divulge or unwillingly divulge with all of the digital, you know, tools in our lives, whether your smartphone or your speakers at home or in your vehicle.
No, I mean, what is this? It's a way to make a very specific piece of information secure. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Period.
And in doing so, making...
It's extremely complex, and I'll probably never, ever have the intellectual capacity to understand how they do it. But maybe that doesn't really matter. It's just a way to make information secure and safe and unhackable.
And also, therefore, your flight or your group mode of transportation.
Right. So in the way, it allows me to go on vacation.
Science Unscripted.